I have a very important question for you. Do you know how to be loved? Before we can become loving, we have to know how to be loved. And in this world where people love pizza and every other variety of things, we can be going through life accepting some imitation things and saying that it's love. We don't want to declare that somebody else isn't loving enough, but oftentimes we have never learned how to be loved, so that we don't recognize what a great gift God gives us by loving us. His love is so unique. Jesus says, love as I have loved you. And Jesus loves the same way the Father does. How did Jesus love? He loved everybody. Everybody. We say, I love you, but I don't like you, and I love you, but it doesn't work that way. Love is a reality, a presence in our lives that is constant. And the most important decision we make is to become the most loving person we can be, because we already know we have been loved by God. But we attach so many unfortunate things to God that it's easy for people to say, I don't know if I believe God loves me. I'm going to wait and see how he judges me. God has already judged us, and he has told us that we are forgiven our sins and that we will be with him for all eternity. That's not a question that's open for debate. And if you, like me, learned at a very early age that God was this great judge who was going to keep track of everything we did wrong and confront us with it at the time of our death, then I'm sorry. And that's unfortunate. But it is not reality. Reality, Jesus tells us, is that God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God. That's it. So you come here to hear the word of God, and the word of God is you are loved, and you need to learn to be loved, to appreciate what a great gift that is. It's given to every one of us. And unlike what we call love, where we give it and take it away if somebody irritates us or upsets us, God's love is never like that. God's love is given and given and given and given. And you and I are invited to accept it. But I think we doubt ourselves so much as being lovable that it's easy to decide God isn't loving. And it's just not true. God is love. And so in the scripture today, Jesus says, learn to love as I love you. So you have to recognize what's different about the love that Jesus offers and the love that we offer. The love that Jesus, that God offers, is a gift. It's not given because we deserve it or have earned it or entitled to it. That's often not the way our love is. We say to another person, oh, I love you because you're so beautiful. I love you because you're so smart. I love you because you're so talented. That's not love. That's attraction and it's appreciation, but it's not love. Love is a gift that's given because I love. I don't pick the target. I don't get to say I do it for one but not for another. I either become loving or I'm not loving. And we have been able to just use the words love without knowing what the reality is. God's love does not judge us, does not criticize us. God's love is a free gift that's given to everyone equally. It's not I love you more than you. It doesn't work that way. So one of the best things we can do during this coming week is spend some time asking ourselves, do I know how to be loved? Do I know how to recognize who loves me? And how do they treat me when they love me? What do they do that makes it unique? That's the greatest gift we've received, the knowledge that God loves us immensely. And He'll always love us. And He'll always forgive us. And He promises us that we will each have eternal life with Him. Now, we cannot recognize His love, and we can put imitations and distractions in its place and say that that's all we need. But the most wonderful thing happens if we learn how to be loved. We recognize what a gift it is from God. So we come here this morning and we sing and we pray with joyfulness, with hope, because in the midst of difficulties that are all around us, we have the love of God. And it will sustain us. And it promises that in the end, everything will be all right. We don't need to be worried. We don't need to be concerned. Our God cares and loves us. And He will take us to be with Him for all eternity. What better gift is there than that? We have a baptism after Mass, and whenever we have a baptism during Mass, there's a part where we try to say to the mothers in a blessing, thank God for the gift of eternal life that shines on your children. If you ask most young mothers who just have a baby, what's the gift that you would like? They say, oh, I want a nice bed, and I want a nice outfit, and I want nice curtains, and I want nice clothes. Do you ever say, I want to know that the people I care about and love are going to be in eternity in God's love forever? That's the greatest gift you could pray for and ask for. And we don't have to ask for it as if it hasn't been given. We have to ask for it so that it is awakened in us. For when we learn how to be loved, then out of gratitude, we will become loving, because we see how special it is to be loved by God. And we choose to treat each other in the same way, with the same love. Love doesn't demand, doesn't say, do it my way. Doesn't say, what about me? Feel bad for me? Feel sorry for me? Those are imitations. Real love is a generosity that's given to us. And we have to learn to do it by appreciating it when it was given to us by God. So the first work in our lives is to say, how do I recognize, how do I value and appreciate the love God has for me? How do I stop saying, oh, He couldn't love me, and disowning that love, but accept it as a gift that's given? And one of the best ways to do it is to stop criticizing and judging each other. If I think I really have the ability to see if you're good enough to go to heaven, and I'll decide that there are people that aren't, I'm way off base. I don't know what God's love is. I just try to use it for my purposes. My brothers and sisters, we are given a great gift, and we are invited to live it in our own lives. Listen to the words of St. Paul as he describes both what love is and what it isn't. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. But I will show you a more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give everything I own to feed the poor and hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injuries. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. You and I are given this great gift today and always, every minute of every day, that we may understand that everything is okay. We don't have to let the tensions of this life cause us difficulty and distress. We pray during the Mass, save us from all anxiety, and yet we spend so much time worrying about everything. With God's love, we do not need to be worried. What a great gift it is for each one of us. May we accept it and value it and offer it with generosity to one another.